Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our guest today is Gio DeRees. He is an author, motivational speaker, self-published consultant, digital marketer, and leadership trainer. Gio, welcome to our podcast.
Oh, it's a pleasure, man. Thank you for having me.
So this episode is called Hiring Your Book, and it's something that I really, really believe in because, Gio, for you, you're a self-publishing consultant. How did you get into that role in that world?
Wow. I actually wrote my first book almost over 6 years ago, and when I did it, a mentor of mine who I was working for at the time said, hey, Gio, man, you've done this for yourself. Could you just do it for me? And I did it for him, and it worked out very well for his business. And he happened to be coaching other business owners. And so while he was working on this whole idea of how do you position yourself as an authority and build your personal brand and give yourself credibility, he started telling all of the people he was coaching, you need to get a book. And so all of a sudden, the floodgates open, and I have so many people who's like, hey, I need a book, I need a book, I need a book. And literally, that was where I got my first 20 clients was through his network of business owners who needed that authority, that brand.
What's his name?
His name is Paul Reddick.
Yeah, well, you gotta shout him out to the world because
Paul Reddick. Paul Reddick has opened up so many different doors for me, and that one was one of the biggest ones. And I had no idea that I would enter into that space. This is a kid who hated reading growing up, and now I'm writing books and helping people do the same thing. So it's ironic how life comes full circle.
Yeah, there's two things I always encourage any entrepreneur to do. One is write a book. When I wrote my first book literally 20 years ago, I didn't realize at the time that, wow, if you write a book, people see you as an authority. And if you're an authority, people will pay you to speak. Now, 20 years later, I've written 5 books. And the other thing I always tell people is be a speaker, because so many people are unfortunately not relatable, aren't valorant, or are literally invisible. And what I mean by that is if you Google your name, or who is listening, Google their name, you're not visible. But if you take Gio's response where, hey, if you write a book, you'll be an authority. Well, guess what? When that book shows up on that Google search, you're not only invisible, you'll be perceived as an expert. And so I highly encourage everyone to do that. And I was telling Gio that I used to be a self-publishing consultant myself, where I've helped about 30 or 40 people. I don't do that now. There's a lot of work involved, and that's why I don't do it. But I know it's so important, so necessary. And literally any person right now that's listening on this show who is an entrepreneur, wants to be an entrepreneur, or wants to just build a global brand or help people and inspire people, writing a book is the single most important thing you need to do as an author, as an entrepreneur. Now for you, how do you help your people, Gio, with writing their books and self-publishing it?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing I start off with is, what do you want the book to do for you? One of the biggest things, and I've released a course on this as well, is the idea of your book is a service. So when we talk about hiring your book, what do you want your book? If it was an employee, what would you want it to do for you? And so when we start off and with that mentality of your book is a service, then we ask, what things do you want it to do? Who do you want to contact? Who do you want to be a leader or a thought leader or an authority or someone who's credible? Who's that audience? And so we talk about that from the beginning, because a lot of people who self-publish books, and that's what I specialize in, they actually write books that don't have markets. They think of the person at the end, and they don't think about the person in the beginning. And so whenever I'm working with clients, I always say, we need to know who are we talking to? What are we telling them? And also make sure we address, why is this topic relevant right now? And why are you the right person to be driving home this message?
That's perfect. And let's actually paint the clear picture, because ultimately people don't even know the difference between self-publishing and traditional publishing. And I'm just going to say it quickly because I want to share more about your client stories. But bottom line is this: you have a 99% chance of not getting published through a traditional publisher like Simon & Schuster, because it's a baked-in system where if you're not a celebrity, why would they care? Because it's a business. Then you have to find an agent and you give them 10%. And then maybe a year later, they'll release your book and they take 90% and you take 10% and you have less control. And self-publishing, it's 100%. You'll definitely do it. And then it's a matter of quality and finding someone like Gio to really help and guide you through. Because if you don't have someone like Gio, it really is very hard. It's literally you're trying to write something and you only know 14 words of the alphabet, because there are many things, whether from the design of the book or the ISBN number, there's all these little things that you really need to know, because if you don't have some like your expertise, Gio, it's so hard to do that, but it's so important to have a book. So talk to us. You mentioned you did almost 48 clients, you said you mentioned?
Yeah, there's 48, so 48 books. And then we have, I just released a course called First Book Done. And we have 7 people who are about to go and become authors before 2020 is over.
Awesome. So let's talk about some of your clients. And again, before picture and after picture, because I want our listeners to really know and feel how powerful your service is.
Absolutely. So one that definitely comes to mind is obviously in this climate right now where we are, financial literacy is something that's very important. And so I had a client of mine who said, hey, Gio, I've been able to amass some great success in terms of my personal finance. I have 800 plus credit scores and all this money and credit limits and things like that. But I want to educate people on how they can go ahead and do this as well. And so one of the challenges is that everyone seems to be talking about personal finance. We have the Dave Ramseys, we have the Susie Ormans, we have everybody who's talking about this. And so the challenge was, how does he get himself into the marketplace to find his audience that would resonate with his message? And so we thought, we talked, and the book was the angle that we wanted to go with. But again, with that being said, how do we come up with a hook or an angle that would get people's attention? And so we wrestled and we worked on this concept. And as we started having meetings, we came to the conclusion that the best title would be a book called Financially Irresponsible. Now obviously we always say, hey, you need to be financially responsible. But we went in the opposite. When they zig, we zagged. And we went with financially irresponsible and talked about the things that probably wouldn't be looked at as the best practices, but it has produced an amazing result in his life and for those he has actually worked with. And so to see this happen, Chris, like, he was able to get a TEDx talk from it. He was able to go ahead and get into Black Enterprise. He's able to get contributor roles where people are paying him now to share his expertise. And now people are paying literally for him to market his services. And so this is just one of the ideas. He built huge following. He was able to get his Instagram to like, shucks, he's like almost like 7,000 right now. And he was literally in this day and age with Instagram, you don't get that kind of growth in a short period of time without buying followers. These are really organic people. And so he's been able to like literally build a foundation that will help him propel him for years to come in terms of being an authority in that space. And that's just one example that of many of people who've been able to go ahead from being somebody that nobody actually knows to being someone who is being called upon to do speaking engagements, to go and be on media coverage and talk about different topics as well. So it's super exciting.
Again, Gio, for all of our listeners, I can't stress this more. In your world, whatever you want to do, whether you want to make more money, make a difference, or live a more flexible lifestyle and have options, writing a book is the single most important thing you need to do. And don't think just because you don't write well or you're not the best, most educated person, you didn't go to college, it doesn't matter. All that stuff comes down to if you can share a message that some people might want to hear, you can write a book. And in my case, literally, I've written 5. So the first book I wrote 20 years ago, I'm like, wow, people are going to pay me. And then when I wrote my most recent book, it was called Big Game Hunting, Networking with Billionaires, Executives, and Celebrities. It's really about how to network at the highest levels. And so I knew that, I didn't know where it was going to go, but I knew that it was going to go somewhere and it'd create another platform. So anytime you want to start a new career, start a new business, you write a book, because again, it's never been easier to write a book, but it's also still very hard to write a good book with a clear message as what you're saying to you. So I just want to stress that point over and over and over again. Whoever's listening, you check out Gio and his work, because it's irrefutable that when you write a book, you're perceived as an authority. And those that are authorities or experts get paid a lot of money. I've been paid up to $30,000 for one speaking engagement. And it's not because I'm the brightest person in the world, but I just ended up a brand and market myself. And one of the best ways to do that is to write a book. So Gio, love your service, love what you're doing. How can our guests stay in touch with you and connect with you and ultimately hire you?
Yes, you could go, it's Gio Dorice on all platforms. So Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, you can find information about what is it that I do, have upcoming webinars coming up that I'll be announcing on those platforms as well. So definitely stay tuned to those channels so that you can go and be informed into all the new things that I'm doing that's teaching people literally how to go ahead and hire their books so that they are able to go and build a brand that they can live off and be able to go and help others while they do so.
Awesome. Gio, thank you so much for your time. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christopherkai.com to learn more.